St. Geronimo, St. Geronimo. Mark Allen, of course, SEN's golf expert, of course, the people's champion, always thanks to Mercedes-Benz in Berwick. G'day, Marco.
G'day, KB. You know Geronimo is an American Indian, don't you?
Yes.
It's got nothing to... Yeah, okay. Because I'm so used to Rani coming out.
Yeah, Rani.
Oh,
no.
India.
Well, Rani's moved on.
Your producer has, you know, got Geronimo as an Indian, and what Rani brings to the table as an Indian... Confused.
Hmm. Well, I'll tell you what I am confused about, Mark, and that is last week on air, you and Ox was chilling and disturbing, accusing me of maybe being drunk on radio. Now, as you know, I don't drink. I've never, ever tasted alcohol.
Well,
but for you to come out on radio and to say such a thing was very, very upsetting. Very upsetting to my family. Very, very disappointing to me last week. Now, I'll replay this audio that you and Jekyll, because Heckle and Jekyll, disturbing and chilling.
KB, he is scared to death that our Indigenous game is going to look like a hybrid game. He's really scared of our game looking like something else. A place kick. He would be happy for our game
to ruin it.
For everyone to stop. Bring out the bucket of sand, put a little bit of sand there, stick the Sharon on top of that sand, go back and kick a place kick.
He's an idiot. He's lost the plot.
If that is not gibberish of the highest order, I do not know what is. What the hell's going on?
No, I've lost.
It's him and Greg Denham on a Friday.
Do they drink on Fridays?
I think he might have had a bit of
KB must have his first drink ever.
Now, Mark.
I think that's a fair question, asking whether you guys are drinking or not.
Definitely not drinking. Do you know the rules of Australian rules football? Do you know you're allowed to do a place kick?
Yeah, I do know
you
that.
You did not know that, Mark, did you? You did not know that.
That.
You're allowed to do a place kick.
I do know that. But please, we don't want it back in the game because then it wouldn't look like our beautiful Indigenous game.
Well,
it would look like the NFL. It would look like the NRL. Our game has evolved into something else.
Hey, Mark,
don't wind the clock back to suit your argument.
They were using the place kick before they were doing it over in the NFL, you know.
Yeah, I know. They used to wear hats too in the old days. Do you want us to wear hats as well? So it looks like our.
But you're calling it the beautiful Indigenous game. If it's the beautiful Indigenous game, well, the place kick was part of it.
You can't go back in time.
You're talking gibberish.
Just to suit your argument. You can't do that, KB. It would look like the NFL or some kind of rugby.
I'll take it up with management. Don't worry about that.
Hey, LeBron James wouldn't know the difference between the AFL and rugby. He would not. Why would he? Anyway, that doesn't matter.
But you're supposed to.
Because I didn't see Imbie Park.
No, because I've been trying to tape some of the USPGA, but it's been coming on like about 3 o'clock in the morning, but I think it's only highlights.
Okay, Pete. Imbie Park has now won 5 of the last 12 majors. She's won 3 LPGA, USGA, what is it? It's
USPGA.
USPGA. She's won 3 in a row. She's won 6 majors in total now, and she is back to world number one, I'd suggest. So, KB...
She won by 5 shots.
We've missed one of the great weeks of major golf. And, you know, particularly when it's up against the St. Jude tournament. Now, the St. Jude tournament, I think Fabian Gomez won it, you know, pretty much irrelevant to most of our listeners.
First-time winner.
First-time winner. He's from Argentina. That means Angel Cabrera is going to have a practice-round partner next year at the Masters. Well done. Well done to you. I mean, it's a fantastic performance. And any time we see foreign winners, particularly from Argentina, you know, that's a feather in the cap of South America and what they're trying to do down there, the USPGA Tour. What they're trying to do down there is great. They've started a tour down there and, you know, they're starting to reap some rewards. Probably a little ahead of schedule, I would have thought. But when you've got a major on... and a big one. It's probably in the top three of their. I don't know how many majors the ladies have got these days. I've lost count. But it's one of the important majors. I reckon we should have that on instead of probably the seniors tour. Or
I think they have 5 majors now. The girls. What was disappointing?
Do you know which ones they are? They seem to change them every second year.
No, they do have some different names. But I was trying to follow the US. PGA Championship, because I love watching the girls play. Lydia Ko, for the very first time, missed the cut.
Yeah, well, it was going to happen. I mean, you can't play that high level for a long, long time. You just can't. That can't happen. And, you know, even Tiger Woods eventually missed a cut, even in his heyday. You know, back in 2000, 2001, where, God, I forget how many cuts in a row he made, but it was about 8 years' worth on the PGA.
It was over 100, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was over 100. I think he only played about 21 or 22 tournaments a year, so if it was 8 years' worth, it would have been something like 150 cuts in a row. Even Tiger missed one eventually because you are playing with the best players in the world. And, you know, you don't have to slip up too much. These golf courses, it's not like, you know, going around your local public track. These golf courses that they play in the big time, they're very tough golf courses. They're tough tracks. And the ladies are the same. And when you get to the majors, you know, you don't have to slip up too much. You can actually find yourself on the wrong side of the draw. Now, because I didn't get to see much of the tournament, in fact, I didn't get to see any of the tournament, you know, we probably don't know whether Lydia Ko was on the wrong side of the draw or not. But, you know, sometimes you can be on the wrong side of the draw. It can be about a 4 or 5, sometimes even a 6-shot difference as far as the difficulty is concerned, whether it's a morning Thursday and an afternoon Friday or the other way around. So we don't know those things. I'm suggesting she probably was on the wrong side of the draw and has slipped up 3 or 4 shots and has found herself with a missed cut. But, look, that's life, and I expect her to be playing pretty well come the next major, whichever one that is.
Well, MB Park won with 19 under. She won by 5 shots from Sae Young Kim, of course, who led after the second round, who was a young girl that came out here and was coached by Rowan Dummett as a young girl out here in this country. So she finished second, 5 shots behind. Lexi Thompson finished third. Now, for Australia, tied for 7th, Kari Webb at one stage, just a shot behind. She shot 68, 71, 72, 72, and she's tied for 7th. And Minji Lee, who's the latest star from Australia, of course, tied for 13th, 72, 74, 73, then finished with a 67. So some great efforts there by the two Australian girls, Kari Webb and Minji Lee. Just on the men's side of things, Mark, Cam Percy again inside the top 20, tied for 18th. Matt Jones tied for 3rd.
Yeah, fantastic. They're solid performers.
Solid.
You know, Cam Percy probably feels like he belongs out on the PGA Tour these days. It's the same in any sport. The second you feel like you belong, it gives you less reason to play poorly. And, you know, you try and get rid of all those reasons. You know, you try and get rid of every single reason in your mind so you can play well. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Cam Percy feels very much at home these days. I don't know how much money he's got up at the moment, but I know he's been playing and performing pretty well of late. So I'm suggesting he's going to stay inside the top 120 and keep his card next year. I think it's done on the FedEx Cup points these days. It used to be a little bit different with the money, but these days, if you get a game in the first week of the FedEx Cup Championship at the end of the year, then you're all set to go for 2016. So Cam Percy will almost be there, but KB, it is US Open week.
Yeah.
Cannot wait to have a look at Chambers Bay. And with our new partnership, now, we haven't really said much about it, but TaylorMade and Adidas Golf are going to be partners of not only the Run Home, but 1116 SEN. And because of that partnership, we are speaking on the Run Home. We're speaking to Sergio Garcia this week.
Fantastic.
So I can't wait to have a chat to Sergio. And you know how I always talk about the short drivers and how it would help most golfers, you know, who play just on the weekend?
Yep. No, you're talking about the length of the shaft.
Shaft length. Sergio Garcia has always had a very short length driver. So I've heard it reported at 43 and a half. So we'll hear from his mouth this week whether it is such a short club. And also just, you know, a little bits and pieces. So I reckon that's great. It's a great initiative. And we're very thankful to TaylorMade and Adidas for lining that one up. And we can't wait to speak to Sergio this week. I think we're going to chat to him tomorrow, KB, on Tuesday. So looking forward to that.
Well, I'm looking forward to that too, and hopefully you can have a chat with him about his relationship with Tiger Woods, because here's Tiger now going to the US Open, and he'll be the focus of attention because a lot of people will be thinking that if he shot 85 at the Memorial on one of these US Open courses, if Tiger starts spraying his drives like he did at Memorial, Jack's tournament, he might shoot 90. He could even shoot 100. He may get to the stage. I'm fair dinkum here, Mark. He may get to the stage that if he got to, you know, the 13th or 14th hole and he happens to be, you know, 10 or 12 over, he might just walk off the course because he's not going to play shooting 85s and 90s in majors. And, I mean, you know better than me, but he was hitting the ball that wide at the Memorial that in the US Open on these golf courses where even if you just go off the rough, sorry, off the fairway, the rough is very high because you often win the US Open by just shooting par.
Yeah, okay.
Par's a good score.
You are so right. Now, this golf course, Chambers Bay, from all reports, so I'm going to try and get somebody on. I've touched base with Marcus Fraser, and we might get his thoughts on just how tough this course is, and we'll get Sergio's thoughts as well. But if it's a brutal course, and I think, from what I understand, it's one of the longer courses that's been set up. Mickey Mouse is some of the reports. So Mickey Mouse, when you hear a pro saying that, they're saying it's really tough when it's set up just crazy hard. So if it is set up crazy hard, Tiger's going to be forced to hit driver. And if he's forced to hit driver, like you say, if he's 12 over after 13 holes, I wouldn't be surprised, KB, and we've seen, you know, this is form with Tiger, I wouldn't be surprised if he starts holding his back and walks off the golf course. We've seen it before. He's got form like that, and he does not want to be embarrassed in that case. In saying that, KB, he's the most talented player I've ever seen. And if anyone can turn it around, he can. So, look, I think all eyes, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Tiger Woods this week. We've seen how, we saw how he handled the pressure when all eyes was on his chipping at Augusta. He chipped and pitched beautifully. So he's handled that sort of attention pretty well just of late. But this is a different story. And like you say, all eyes will be watching Tiger and let's hope he can pull it together and then play some half-decent golf.
Well, I'll be very keen to hear Sergio talk about Tiger as well because I think it's fair to say, Mark, they're not very good friends. They've had a few spats in the past. And I don't know whether he'll have much sympathy for Tiger going through this bad patch.
Oh, no. Oh, look, KB, it was a borderline racial thing that was going on there. And look, it was just a little quip. And Sergio Garcia, he's tried to, you know, call Tiger a couple of times, but it never happened. And Tiger's pretty famous for the shutout. So I'm not sure we're going to broach that one with Sergio. He's an absolute
Bring it up,
gun.
Mark. Bring it up. Come on, bring it up.
No, I'm not bringing
if
it up.
If you don't bring it up, that's going to be, that's going to be weak.
He's doing us a favour. He's doing us a favour.
You'll be goose. You'll be goose of the week. You'll be goose of the week and geese of the week. You'll be geese of the week if you don't ask Sergio about his spat with Tiger Woods. Everyone wants to know about Sergio's spat.
He's answered that one. And like I said, he's tried to make contact.
Well, ask him again.
Talk to him.
Ask him again. Have some courage.
Oh, he's doing it. No, he's done us a favour. Coming on. I'm not scaring anyone away.
Oh, come on.
That's silly stuff.
All right. All right. You jump in your Mercedes Benz and drive away then.
I will. I am going to do that, and I can't wait to speak with Sergio tomorrow. Looking forward to our show this afternoon as well. It's going to be a cracker with the Ox and I starting from 4 p.m.
Catch up with Heckle and Jekyll tonight, of course. It'll be disturbing and chilling.